Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in Gaza, where at least 16 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks. Fighter jets targeted residential areas in the city of Rafah, where around 1.5 million displaced people are sheltering. Doctors at Kuwait Hospital were able to save an unborn baby after its pregnant mother died from her injuries. Other family members were killed or wounded in the same attack. Well, elsewhere in Rafah, civil defence crews rescued a young girl from the rubble of her destroyed home. Israeli airstrikes have targeted a number of houses in recent hours. Palestinian emergency services say a mass grave has been uncovered in Khan Yunis. 50 bodies were found buried inside the city's Nasser medical complex. Now, the Palestinian civil defence says it's searching for more bodies. The Israeli military withdrew from the Khan Yunis area on April the 7th. Much of the city is now in ruins after months of relentless Israeli bombing and heavy fighting. Israeli forces have shot and killed two Palestinians at the Bet Anun military junction. It happened just north of Hebron in the occupied West Bank. Israeli media are reporting that troops fired at the two men during an attempted attack. They say one of the suspects tried to stab a soldier while the other tried to shoot at them. Now, Israeli forces have carried out more raids across the occupied West Bank. The military stormed Nablus, Hebron and Al-Ursal neighbourhood in Ramallah. Israeli incursions into Palestinian towns have been a near nightly occurrence since the war on Gaza began in October. Meanwhile, a general strike has been declared across the occupied West Bank after a three-day Israeli raid of Tulkarm killed 14 Palestinians. The military used bulldozers to destroy homes, shops and infrastructure. Funerals are expected to take place later on Sunday. US and Israeli media are now reporting that the Biden administration is set to sanction a battalion of the Israeli military for allegedly committing human rights violations in the occupied West Bank. Now, this would be the first time the US has imposed sanctions on a unit of the Israeli army. Now, the US House of Representatives has approved a major military aid package for Ukraine, Taiwan and Israel, as well as several other allies. It's been held up for weeks because of divisions amongst Republicans on support for Ukraine. But after being split into separate bills, it'll now go to the Senate before being signed off by the President, Joe Biden.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine India's mammoth general election, what it means for the nation and the region. Will the vote be free and fair? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.